Rosa Mavins Bogar grew up in Orangeburg, South Carolina, during segregation. She left South Carolina, moving to New York and then to Minneapolis, where she has lived since 1966. She worked in the Minneapolis public school system for 30 years. A true pioneer in spirit, she created an educational tool for African-American children to learn about their roots.
I comprise what I call the Ancestral Rap Project. It's very informative and it's creative. It draws young people to want to know more about their ancestor or their culture in a fun way. I'm hoping that it will become a national initiative. That's what I want to happen. Even Dr. Henry Louis Gates praised the project.
In 2012, she produced an historic reunion fashion show, Black Fashion in the Twin Cities, 1970s through 1990s, at the Capri Theater, with designers, models, and photographers.
I always consider this as one of my God-given gifts, because I actually made those clothes without patterns, without a sewing machine, and by hand. But many of my ideas came due to the fact that I did not have a pattern to go by, only the one that I created in my head. After I came to Minneapolis, people always would compliment me on my designs. When I would walk down the street, they would say, "That is beautiful. Where did you get it from? Did you get it from Dayton's? Did you get it from Powers?" But I started getting all these compliments. I was listening to Camel J, and then I heard that they wanted black designers, the shade of blackness. That was the name of the fashion show when I entered my design in the first fashion show ever. I never even attended a fashion show, and it was at the Hyatt Regency downtown Minneapolis. And from that time on, it was 1981, December of 1981. I did that for 30 years, and I wanted Minnesota to kind of know about that black fashion.
In Rosa's hometown of Orangeburg, South Carolina, on February 8, 1968, the Orangeburg Massacre took place, when three college students were killed and over 27 others were wounded during a dispute about the black students using the bowling alley. In 1997, Rosa pioneered Civil Rights Remembrance Day in Orangeburg. It is now an annual celebration honoring those in the massacre and those who spoke out against discrimination.
Right here in Minneapolis, when I would go to event, I would say, "Have you heard of the Orangeburg Massacre?" And people would look at me like I was insane, because, like, how can that happen and the world don't know about it? But it really did. This is one of the reasons why I went back and did those celebrations, the commemoration, because I wanted to entail the beginning of the Orangeburg movement to the end. I had a difficult time trying to pull a lot of this together because there was no documentation. I had to deal with asking the mayor of that city, who has passed away now, Mayor Cheatham. He proclaimed Civil Rights Remembrance Day. He came to that event and he presented that proclamation, and it was established in law in 2009 by Congress and signed by Obama.
As a child, Rosa began making up poems that she kept in her head into adulthood. While in Minneapolis, she began performing her poems, and during this time was approached by a publisher who helped her get them on paper. The result was two books, Black Woman's Sorrow and Rosa and Other Poems.
I'm the author of Black Woman's Sorrow. My poems are oral poetry. Those poems were like stuck in my head. I think they helped me maintain my sanity in segregation, because that was one way that I could escape. I could escape the harshness around me. Scattered dreams. I took my dreams and I threw them to the ground. I let the wind scatter them around. As I sought to recover my dreams that were tossed to the ground, they could not be found. Never again will I cast away my dreams, for they are a part of me, no matter how impossible the vision seems.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.